Tyler Jackson shares a West Asheville home where on a sunny and warm midday afternoon, every window is open and so is the front door, all without screens. Jackson tends to about 8 houseplants in his bedroom, and it's all very chill. The environment contrasts his musical alter ego, whom he calls Musashi Zero, and the lyrical content of his new record, titled Self-Hate is a Viable Currency. Jackson says the album comes from a place of personal desolation.
Told me find a sunny side, I turned around to run and hide, staring in the mirror like I'm trying to plan a homicide. 100 times over, I read Rover with my bungee line. Need to cut it short, about a quarter of a do or die.
It's a literal time capsule of where I was this time last year.
This time a year ago, Jackson was grieving over a close friend who died a few months earlier from a fentanyl overdose. The men were only 2 days apart in age, and Jackson, now 29, considered his friend a brother.
I wrote the record to be very deliberate and very transparent and raw. I needed to use my music as a place where I could just freely speak my mind and say all the things that I wasn't getting out and saying to other people, really. The anxiety of it all, the anger of it all, the frustration, the confusion of it all, just the complicated misery loop that you get stuck in. I was new to it. I was a bit of a mess.
The song No Entry, No Escape speaks directly to Jackson's loss and grief.
Death dealers making gains over coffins that been laced. Fan nor the sand nor the sentiment been strange. What a way to learn the range, went from misery to rage.
Jackson grew up in Sharpsburg, Maryland. His father is a full-time blues rock musician, and Jackson started playing drums as an 8-year-old. Spoken word poetry was his doorway to self-expression, and as a lyricist, he styled himself more as an emotive rapper than as a humorist, a rapper who delivers what he calls quotables as opposed to punchlines.
Especially with something like my new project, you can print those lyrics out on paper and just read them. And within that, there's just specific lines that may stand out that have an emotional impact.
When he moved to Asheville about 7 years ago, Jackson sought out people throughout the Southeast who create beats rather than looking for community through other rappers.
I like to write, and if you're in with the producers, it gives me more palettes to work with, different kinds of beats, different things to express. I might hear a beat and think it's awful and not like it at all and not ever want to rap to it. And then 3 months later, I might flip back to it and it's exactly what I want.
Jackson's deep voice and staccato delivery are stylistic distinctions. Another is his use of certain curse words that at times seem gratuitously peppered in.
Cause I could live 1,000 lives and still not take the time to teach you a lesson, bitch.
Saying bitch, saying damn. On the new album, I use f*** as a punctuation at a certain point on the record. You know, it's never gendered. It's more of an exclamation.
Jackson named his musical persona Musashi Zero in part after a 17th century Japanese samurai named Miyamoto Musashi. By the way, Jackson spells Zero with an X at the front. The homage to Miyamoto Musashi makes it all the more glaring that in all his songs, Jackson has never written about the random comments he said routinely come his way, many of them demeaning, over his Asian facial features. Jackson is 1/4 Japanese descent.
I haven't really ever felt compelled to write a whole album about my racial identity. I guess it's a part of myself that I just keep to myself.
As it is, Jackson wants his music to speak to a broader audience.
There's no weakness in vulnerability, and it takes strength to be honest and to be transparent and to speak freely, because there is a tendency to want to hide these things and just portray yourself as someone that is indestructible or strong enough to handle it all. But persistence, patience, determination, and the things that it takes to kind of get the reins and get control of those situations are great displays of strength.
Musashi Zero is performing Saturday, November 2nd at the Mothlight in West Asheville as an opening act for the album release show for the Asheville band Natural Born Leaders. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.